Welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, boys. How are you guys?
I am excellent. Now, we heard a great story on our station last week. Your general manager was talking about kind of, you know, his first, when you made your big impression on him. Now, I think it was at the 2015 draft when and they have the big coaches clinic that goes on, and you were one of the presenters. And I think it was for offensive zone shots or something. Like, what was it you were presenting? Because Warren Reichel kind of joked. He's like, oh, yeah, this will be good. Rocky Thomas has never been in this situation. And all of a sudden, you started your speech, what you want to call it, your presentation. And he looks over, and Scotty Bowman, one of the greatest coaches ever, is taking notes. What did you say in that presentation that obviously caught the eye and the ear of your now GM, Warren Reichel?
Well, it was on offensive zone play.
Okay.
And just simple principles that I believed had been in existence since really, you know, the early days of hockey, and then adding the adjustments based upon the systems that you face, and ultimately the skill development and the areas of the game that are things that we can look as coaches to help encourage our players try to expose. And when it all came together really nicely at the draft, and I, you know, it's pretty intimidating. Scotty Bowman comes up right before I was one of the keynote speakers. I was the first one to talk, and you look out in the crowd, there's, you know, there's a ton of NCAA coaches are all there, all the minor pro coaches are there, all the CHL coaches, and then you see all the NHL coaches and their staff. So there's like 1,000 people in there, so it can be quite intimidating. And then when Mr. Bowman starts talking, my knees were shaking, I'll tell you what. But I was able to go up there, and the things that I was just bringing to light, which it's not rocket science. There was some other things in there that, you know, that were interesting to people. And of course, the principles and how you could apply this even at a low level, it could be minor hockey, or you could apply it at the NHL level and see the same results, I think, is what kind of took some people back. And like you said, I definitely wasn't known for my offense by any stretch of the imagination. So I had to pay attention when people who are smarter than I was were talking, and I was able to learn a lot of good things along the way.
Now, did Warren approach you right after that speech? Was it a few days? How long before you got that gig? And when you went there, Rocky, did you go there thinking, man, I have the opportunity to really showcase my, my knowledge as a coach here in this presentation?
Yeah, I was approached right away afterwards by Bob Bugner, and what I really wanted to do was, you know, I've been coaching for 8 years at the time. I was an assistant with the Edmonton Oilers, as you guys know, and I just wanted to change the conversation. I felt like when people brought my name up, you would think one way, and I wanted people to understand that I've worked very hard. I've been mentored by a lot of great coaches, and as you know, there's been a lot of coaches in the Edmonton Oilers system with my time there that I was able to learn from, and they're amazing men, and they were gracious enough to continue to teach me along the way, and I worked with a great coach as well for 5 seasons with Todd Nelson, so a lot of those things I was able to pick up, and when I went to the draft, that's what I was trying to do, was to basically let people know that Rocky Thompson isn't the same way as a coach as he was as a player, that there was a lot more to it than that. And at the end of the day, Bob Bugner approached me at the draft, and he asked me if I was interested in being a head coach in Windsor, and I was confused because it was like, well, Boogie, you're the head coach in Windsor. What do you mean? Do you want an assistant coach? And at the time, like I said, I was still with the Edmonton Oilers, and he said, no, things are in motion. I'm probably going to be with the San Jose Sharks. And we sat down. I met Warren Reichel, and we all hit it off tremendously well. We're on the same page, and I asked for permission from Peter Chiarelli if I could explore this opportunity, because it's something I've always wanted to do, was be a head coach, obviously. And this was a great spot with a great franchise working for great people. And Mr. Chiarelli was gracious enough to allow me to do that. And I ended up getting the job. And, you know, the rest is history. I'm in a great spot, and we're hosting the Memorial Cup this year.
Well, Rocky, I mean, first off, I would say I think most other coaches are probably happy you're not the same type of player as you are the coach, because then, you know, you'd probably be throwing bombs over top of the glass in between anytime something went wrong. But I guess just going back to, and you touched on it briefly, about the years you learned from other coaches, what would you say was or is the most important thing you learned just, I guess, in your coaching or young coaching journey?
Well, Billy Moores is an amazing mentor of mine, and in his knowledge of the game, just fundamentally speaking, Billy was always so great. So it was always great to sit with him. And like I said, for 8 years, I got to talk to Billy on the phone. he'd come down in Oklahoma. And when I was there, when I was with the Edmonton Oil Kings, I would walk across and speak to them. Craig McTavish and, you know, the things that he would do with his practices and stuff that I'd be able to watch. And then I got to work with Craig for a couple of weeks when he took over from Dallas, and to see how his relationships were with the players was tremendous. Dallas Eakins was extremely smart. His use of analytics with his players and stuff I thought was brilliant and really cutting edge, and something I apply to this day right now. Tom Rennie is one of the best X's and O's coaches you could find in the game, in the history of the game. And you can see his position with Hockey Canada, how highly he is regarded. And I was able to learn a lot of the foundation of the X and O's of the game. And then the biggest thing, and those things are huge, but the biggest thing that I learned in my coaching career was the relationship between a coach and a player, and how you can get a player to play for you without having to yell, intimidate, and do these certain kind of old school techniques that a lot of us were brought up under, and the old guard, and how to manage these, you know, players that, you know, didn't grow up on the farm necessarily and have the chores all day. Guys who've come from money, players in the NHL who get a lot of money early, and that was Todd Nelson. Todd Nelson's coach-player relationship is by far one of the most amazing things that I was able to witness. It really helped cultivate me as a coach. And at the end of the day, if I ever get fortunate enough to be a head coach in the NHL, I truly believe that that will be my greatest weapon in engineering a team that will want to play for me and for each other, not because of any threats or anything, but because of their love for a coach, truly.
Rocky Thompson, head coach of the Windsor Spitfires, joins us. Now, Rocky, you talked about hosting the Memorial Cup this season. There's obviously a lot of pressure, but at the same time, you're like, well, hey, yes, we want to have a great year, but we're guaranteed to be in there. You still want to be competitive. You've made a few changes on your team. You talked to Warren Reichel. How many changes do you expect to make during the season? And you talk about continuity. You know, how do you balance that knowing that this is the year that you guys are going to make a serious run for the championship?
Well, I think we got a great foundation in place from last year, without a doubt. We got a number of talented players that are returning to our team. We're very deep on defense. We do have a young goaltender, but he is outstanding. He's the best 99-born goalie, really. He was the goalie for the Ivan Holinka tournament. He's really good. He's looked outstanding in our practices. We've made two trades already. We've acquired Julius Natinen, who's a second-round pick with the Anaheim Ducks. I was able to go meet Julius and watch him play at that World Junior kind of evaluation tournament in Plymouth here, just across the border from Windsor. And my gosh, at times this was the best player on the ice. He played for Team Finland, and he was outstanding. So that's a huge opportunity for us, getting this player. And we also traded for Jeremiah Addison, who is the leading scorer for the Ottawa 67s. So he's come over in a trade for us, and that really strengthened our left wing. With that said, I don't believe that we're done. I think that there's a couple of moves, probably two moves, that would help strengthen us up front in our top six. And, you know, you can never have enough defensemen, especially good ones. So I think that that's another thing on the agenda that we'd definitely be looking for as the season progressed here.
Rocky, what have you learned about yourself now after one season as a head coach? Well, you know, what do you take from last year to feel like, okay, you know what, I want to improve on? I think I was great here. Maybe I learned from it. Because coaching as a head coach, I'm sure, is much different than you experienced as an assistant coach for many years.
No, for sure, without a doubt. And I think the one thing was, I have a great staff here. Trevor Letowski is my associate coach. He had coached two previous seasons as a head coach with the Sarnia Sting. That was a great advantage to me coming into a league, having a guy who has been a head coach before. That was outstanding. And Jared Smith also is another assistant of mine, who's a very young, up-and-coming coach, smart, went kind of the way of an educational background with a master's degree. So managing my staff was something that I had to learn, allowing them and empowering them, which wasn't too hard for me to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're outstanding coaches, and that was a really a great learning experience for me. And at the same time, the way we all work together was so important. And a lot of that I have to credit with Todd Nelson and watching him work for so many years with Jerry Fleming and myself. The other thing was bench management. I've run the D before, but that was in junior. Jerry ran the D in Oklahoma City. Todd would run the forwards, and I was kind of that third guy there. So the bench management side, which was great. It was something, and I'll tell you what, under Steve Flo, he was very demanding with the Edmonton Oil Kings about line combinations and understanding who the other team's lines were. And so I had a lot of responsibility in junior, but for the past 5 years, I guess it was, I never had that responsibility. So just getting involved with that early, going through the exhibition season, I'll tell you what, you know, it didn't take too long to get the concepts of it, to get grasped. Again, I was coming in foreign, so I didn't know a lot of these players that I was playing against. So again, I had to lean on my assistants. But I would say after about 20 or 30 games, I really started to get good with that and was able to do the things I wanted to do from a line matchup perspective and take advantage of situations. So I think I really grew it over the course of the year with that particularly.
Do you think that line matchups are a bigger deal in the junior levels, or are they a bigger deal at pro levels? Like, where did you find there was a bigger difference in making sure you had the right matchup?
You know what? I think it's an advantage no matter what level you play at to get the right right matchups. So I would say that it's equal in all situations. It's so important to win hockey games, albeit at the junior level. If I get my fourth line out there, and a lot of that means they're 16-year-olds, and I have to really guard and protect them. At the same time, my fourth line averaged the most minutes in the Ontario Hockey League last year with roughly about 10 minutes, which is rare because a lot of nights we would play teams and their fourth line would get two shifts. So it was a situation where you would have to, you know, basically put them in a situation to succeed, protect them as much as you can, but the consequences could be every bit as grave as getting a fourth line out against, the LA Kings first line, where you're sitting there behind the bench just praying, let's get this one out so I can get my first liners back out there. So I think it doesn't matter where you're coaching. Obviously, lower levels, you can roll through it a little bit easier, but I think in junior and in the NHL, you know, so much is at stake. The American League, you can have a little bit more freedom at times to kind of roll the dice a bit, but it was pretty tough. It was good, though.
Rocky Thompson joins us. Now, Rocky, going from, the pro ranks, and you mentioned you had all those responsibilities early on with Steve Plo. You were in the American League, then to the NHL, then back to junior. You got to be somewhat of a father figure, I would think, a lot more there than you had to before. Is there any significant difference, like outside of the obviously the quality of players and what they're capable of executing, is the style of how you coach when you compare it to Todd Nelson, those other guys you coach under, is it that different to be a junior coach, to be an NHL or an AHL head coach as far as style and systems?
Well, no, style and systems, no, because I modeled ourselves after NHL systems, which is a huge advantage when you work at that level. And again, Dallas Aikens was there. Craig Ramsey, Keith Acton, gentlemen who've been in the NHL for years and years that have seen how the things have evolved through that. So that was something I wanted to implement early. But this is what I told. I talked to a few GMs about this, and I said coaching in the Ontario Hockey League will better prepare me to be an NHL head coach than coaching the American Hockey League. And here's the biggest reason why. And it kind of goes back to why I think the biggest thing I learned was from Todd Nelson and the strength of that when I do ever get the opportunity, if I'm fortunate enough to ever be blessed with that chance. But here's what it is. The opportunity, I just lost my train of thought, but it's about how your star players react to you. Okay, now at the junior level, our star players, they're actually stars. The American League humbles a lot of players. So at the American League, you get there, you're good out of junior, but then the league really humbles you along the way. And you kind of come to the coach looking for answers. At our level, we have actual stars, guys who are stars at junior, and they haven't been humbled yet. The NHL can be that way, too, when you get these young players come in and play for you. So you have to learn how to help those players get through to them and coach them in sometimes situations where they don't think that they need it. And that's something Todd Nelson was able to do, and that's something that this working with these guys. And like I said, I had three first rounders last year. This year, I'm going to have a third overall pick. And, we got guys, Brendan Lemieux is also a guy who is just on our team, who is picked just outside of the first round. They're stars at this level, and you have to find a way to get through and to coach a star. And that's no different at the NHL level.
Rocky, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you throughout the season as you guys make your way through to the Memorial Cup. You know you're in it, but I know you, so I definitely know you want to earn your way in it and win the Ontario Hockey League. So best of luck.
Thanks, fellas. It was great talking to you.